There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's welcome Danny Norton to the studio here, first of all. Danny, nice to see you. Not the most auspicious of circumstances, though, I suppose, considering the story that you're bringing today. And this is Stranger Danger headlines. We talk about this far too regularly, unfortunately. Another incident, young people approached outside a school in the UAE. So what happened?
Okay, so a man allegedly approached three students outside a school in Dubai at around 1:50 p.m. on Tuesday. He was in a car, and the pupils from GEMS International School in Al Barsha were apparently offered free rides to anywhere in the Emirates. When challenged by the students who said he was not a taxi, the man then drove off. The students went back into the safety of the school. They informed staff there, who of course immediately contacted police. The pupils, they thought on their feet. You have to, you know, give great credit to the pupils here involved in this this horrible incident, because they took photos, they noted down the car's license number, so police have tracked down the car as part of their investigation here. And in a statement to the ARN News Centre, GEMS Education confirmed the incident occurred 2 days ago, says it was brought to its immediate attention and all the students are safe.
Okay, so it's a horrible thing to hear. I've talked at length about my son going through something similar, very, very similar incident. Took photos, the police did track the person down, but, you know, we hear about this too much.
We certainly do, yeah. It's the latest in a long line, unfortunately, especially over the last few months. In February, a man allegedly attempted to abduct a student outside GEMS Dubai American Academy by offering him sweets. In November, Horizon School in Al Safa sent out a warning after a man driving a white car offered a maid money for child in her care. So it is. It's a horrible kind of instance which is occurring far too regularly. And like you've just said there, Tim, as well, you've got personal experience of it, and it's something that no parent at all wants their child to go through.
No, you really don't. What about the experts? What's the advice?
Well, the advice from experts is for parents to talk to their children about stranger danger from a very young age. Our show here on Dubai Eye 103.8 Dubai Today actually had a special on stranger danger on Sunday. One of their guests, Dr. Samia Katsi, CEO of Arabian Child, suggested starting those conversations from as young as two. And you're kind of speaking through the reasons for this, saying that, well, you know, that's the age where children are starting to move. Obviously, it's the last thing you want to imagine, but if the worst case happens and they somehow get lost, then if you've had that conversation, it might just kind of be in there as well. But even as much as anything else, just to help to set the foundations for your child, their understanding of the issue. And really interesting as well from Dr. Samia, saying that it'll also help you as a parent develop your techniques in talking to your child or your children about what is a very difficult topic as well. Another one of the guests that they had on the show was Wahil Al-Saheg. He's the chief instructor of the Family Martial Arts Leadership Academy here in Dubai. And he said that being very clear on what exactly a stranger is absolutely critical.
A stranger is someone you don't know at all or you don't know well. By well, I mean, you know, their name, where they live, who their mommy and daddy is. If they don't fall into that category, you have never seen them at all, or you don't know them well, they are classed as a stranger. If there is a situation where they need to run away, they need to understand who to run to. So we explain, go up to a parent, go up to somebody in a uniform, a security guard, a police officer, run back into the shop.
So that was Wahil Al-Saheg, who spoke to Dubai Today on Sunday. And it's quite interesting as well, because he was mentioning how, obviously, for children, you don't want to give off the impression that everyone's horrible at the same time. And most strangers won't be either, but it's practically impossible to tell the difference between a nice stranger and a horrible stranger as well. So you always have to be careful. And this, you know, like you mentioned there, the suggestion of if you ever, you know, ever in the situation, then go to, you know, a safe adult, a safe place, you know, back to your school, into a shop, to someone in a uniform. And that kind of echoes the advice that's been given out by GEMS International as well, saying, you know, do not talk to strangers, walk or ride with a group of friends, run directly to school or home if you're approached by a stranger, use use a buddy system so you avoid walking alone and report any suspicious activity to a trusted adult. But just to really say as well, it was a fascinating hour they had on Dubai Today as well. So if you want to hear more on that, just head to DubaiEye1038.com and you can find the podcast there.
Okay, the details of that story on the ARN News Centre app as well. Another case of stranger danger. Danny Norton from the ARN News Centre, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Mohammed Suleiman's here as well from ARN News. Nice to see you. So Dubai International Film Festival, it's going to be biennial now. So every 2 years, how are local filmmakers reacting?
Right, so local filmmakers here in the UAE are extremely disappointed that DIFF will now only be happening once every 2 years. Now, the first edition of this festival took place all the way back in 2004. And since then, it's been held every year. They've had more than 2,000 screenings, including 500 films from the Arab region. Now, DIFF has always been a great platform for Emiratis in the film industry to get themselves out there, right? It's always been a great chance for them to meet with world-renowned filmmakers and producers and really get their foot in the door in the industry. But now, they'll only get the chance to do that once every 2 years instead of every year. Now, DIFF have said that this decision is part of a new strategy aimed at promoting the film and content industries here in the UAE. And that's what the organizers have said. But I wanted to find out what local filmmakers here in the UAE are saying. So I got the chance to catch up with Naila Al-Khaja, who is the UAE's first ever female film director, producer, and screenwriter. I began by asking her what her reaction was to this new development.
I'm still, I think, quite shocked, because you get so comfortable knowing that this giant of a festival will always be there. It has been almost, not even almost, it's been home personally to me. It's been home because I grew up literally with the festival. I remember the soft opening in Toronto. I remember the first year, I'll never forget the first year I did the opening speech. The impact that they've had in Arab cinema is absolutely mind-boggling. The amount of film they've funded, the awards, the amount of connections they've done in their market, it's just a phenomenal platform. And I'm really hoping that this move will only add strength to it and not take away from that brand. It is painful because now we have to wait 2 years for something that we would always look forward to. December is a very special month for all the Arab filmmakers and film connoisseurs. So this is definitely a heartbreak. But whatever it is, I'm sure the decisions were really thought over. I'm just really hoping they add to the brand that was created and not take away from it.
That was Naila Al-Khaja, who is the UAE's first ever female film director, telling me what she makes of this new announcement. So there will be no DIFF festival this year. The next one will be in 2019. And then from then on, it'll be held every other year.
Okay, Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre. Appreciate it, Mami. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.